ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti. So this is the day 2 of the tapasya that we started yesterday. So today's drill by Bab Dada. I make my mind stable and concentrated wherever I want in a second. I constantly continue to perform this drill of concentration. I become a master of the mind in 1 second and become stable in the awareness of I am a soul. And my world is Baba. And none other. So this is a very silent drill. The soundless sound of this drill we need to hear throughout the day. The drill of concentration. In today's Murli, in blessing, Baba said, what is yoga bal? The power of yoga. The power of yoga is to have clear connection with Baba, relationship with Baba, and concentration. When these three things combine together, that is called the power of yoga. Clear connections, clear relationships, and concentration. So we have to practice this drill of concentration. What is that drill? I am the soul. And my world is Baba and none other. So this is the drill. Everything depends upon concentration. How focused we are. To what extent we can zero in on one particular thing. And leave aside, toss aside everything else. Just focus on one thing. That one thing could be some power, some virtue, some point of knowledge, some drill of yoga or anything else. But everything depends upon our concentration. And when we have to practice concentration in yoga, the concentration should come in all other aspects of life. It is not just that somebody wants to focus only in yoga and he gets immediately focused. We need to develop means and measures, some techniques to improve our concentration power. So our journey should start from gross to the subtle. Our journey should start from gross to the subtle. Our journey starts from the body to the mind, because mind is very subtle energy. So in order to understand, to apply the concentration of mind during yoga, first we need to practice concentration regarding some gross aspects. So today we will learn the ways, the means, the methods, the techniques, the skills to develop concentration. Concentration means attention span. How focused is our attention span? How do we go about it? There are various methods and people have spoken about them down the ages. We will take few methods and then see how we can apply them during yoga. The first method is green time. Green time. How much time you spend in green? Green means nature. This is known as green time. Those who are locked up in one room, those who spend their almost all their time in their homes, they never go out. They are just locked down in their houses. And the exposure to the green, the nature, is very less. They have very short attention span. If you ask them to focus on something, it's quite difficult. The more you go out in nature, the more you experience the beauty of nature, the more you see the greens, the leaves, the trees, the mountains, the river, the sky, the ocean, the waterfall, everything that belongs to nature, the more you spend, increase your green time. Increase your green time. You can have green tea whilst in the presence of greenery, but you must make it a point to spend some time. If it is some forest, some jungle, it is very good. That is known as jungle bath, forest bath. Because you know, the positive energy is very strong in jungles, in forests. If you can't, then go to garden. Sit in the garden. Sit in the lawn. This is one of the methods. It makes your mind focus. So Nikhilesh bhai, you have to increase your green time. Okay? If you want, you can add green tea. That is the first method. The second thing is, take a break. Take a break. Whole day and night working, 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 or seva and seva and seva and seva. Sometimes you must take a break and go out. Excursion, outing, picnic, or something like that. Because, and this should happen. If this can be taken every day, it's very good. Every day, half an hour break. Break from everything where you are all alone, sitting, meditating, or practicing deep breathing, or trying to connect with nature, anything. But take a break from your routine activities. You have to go out of your way and do something new which you haven't done ever. So taking a break, this is another method to increase concentration. The third is memorize few things. Memorize few things. Make it a habit to improve your memory. So what you will memorize? You can memorize slogan. You can memorize Vardhan. You can memorize question answer. You can memorize the essence of the Murli. Just as children, make it a point to memorize, to commit to the heart. In the similar manner, make it a point that you memorize few things. That memorization may be meaning of some word. And that's why I said, those who are Hindi speakers, they should read Murli once in English. And those who are English speakers, they should read Murli once in Hindi. Or if they can't read, they must listen once in Hindi. So this is a very good method. You change language. So your concentration span will increase, because when you read in another language which you are not used to, you have to give more attention. So your concentration increases. So memorize few things. This is one of the methods. Memorize the meanings of words. Memorize. What is there in today's blessing? Okay. So Baba says clear connection, clear relationship, concentration. Three things are necessary. And just as you have got powers of vani, speech, power of karma, in the similar manner, there is something which is known as power of silence. And in order to have that power of silence, increase your connection, increase your relationship, increase your concentration of mind. And then that is called yoga bal, power of yoga. With that, you can give experiences to the souls who are far away. They will feel as if you are near them, near to them. This is sukshma seva, subtle service. So this is today's blessing. So learn it by heart. As it is, concentration, power increases. Other method, avoid multitasking. Don't do 3-4 things together. Our mind is not used to that. Finish one task and go to another. Finish one task and then go to another. 3-4 things together. Eating also, checking mails also, watching television also. Everything going on and remembering Baba also. Multitasking. Multitasking is sometimes dangerous. Driving also, speaking on phone also, listening music also, and eating also. Everything together. And sleeping also. So it's dangerous. So avoid multitasking. Take one task, focus on it. Then attentive listening. When you listen to any class, focus all your mind on the words, on the speech of the speaker. Forget every other thing. Keep mobile aside, keep everything aside. If you're writing, that's fine. But when you listen to something, listen as if after listening to this speech, I have to go out and narrate this entire thing to the another person. You know, journalists, what they do? They see and they just give account of what they are seeing to the audience. They see something and they come out and they say, I saw this. And they give detailed description of the things. So, attentive listening and attentive observation. When you listen to Murli, be so focused, so much focus, as if you have to go and tell this to somebody else. Another thing, focused reading. When you read some paragraph, read it in such a way that after reading you can summarize it. For example, today's Murli. I read and now let me summarize. What is it? Baba said, check your chart. That was some point somewhere. I picked it up. So checking the chart. Baba said, this Maya is very powerful. She makes you forget the three forms of father. Focus on that. So when you read, read always as if you have to summarize it in mind and as if you have to tell to some imaginary unknown audience. So that is a method of increasing concentration. Then avoid distractions. What are the distractions? Notifications, emails. There, many people have kept the notifications on. So any message, any WhatsApp, any email, so there is a sound pop and the attention span goes down. So when you have to do something with a lot of attention, avoid all distractions. Don't keep any distractions near. That's a very important thing. Another thing, rethink your environment. Rethink your environment. Wherever you are working, for example, this is the office, keep some greens there. Some natural music like Om. Sound of Om. Continuously, 24 hours. Wherever you are working, that some natural sounds or sound of waterfall or sound of leaves. Wherever you are working, like people are working in corporate industry, people are working in offices. So very small, if you have a separate cabin, you can have some natural voice there. If people are opposed to religious this thing, sounds, mantras or all, but keep some natural sound of leaves, some waterfall, some rain or anything. And decorate the room with some natural beauty. office or room or something, everything very natural. That could be sound, that could be smell, scent, some incense sticks that will ward off the odor, the bad odor. So keep essence or fragrance, sound, natural sounds, all natural sounds. There are a lot of apps available. Natural sound apps. Once you app on them, you will feel it is raining. When you are, if you on it, there are 7-8 options. Sometimes the hissing voice, sometimes waterfall, sometimes some natural chirping of birds, morning birds, chirping of birds, very soothing voice. Or if you don't want all that, very small voice, om, 1 hour, om dhani, that will go on. So in the background, that will create some positive things here inside. Also keep positive slogans or somewhere written. So change your atmosphere. And another thing is, clean the room. Remove all clutter. There is a almirah, or there is a cupboard. So many things are there in that cupboard. We have never bothered to see what is there in that. So open, clean everything. So positive energy will increase. Wind chime. You know wind chime? Keep the wind chime. Salt lamp, you know? Keep salt lamp. That is also positive energy. Wind chimes. Remove all the clutter. Don't keep wet. Don't hang wet clothes. Keep them outside. There are a lot of feng shui and all those things. So Baba says, increase your concentration. So how will you increase? By first increasing your concentration in some other thing. Another thing is exercise. Do good exercise. After exercise, you are not the same person. Huge energy is jumping in the body. So make it a point that exercise at least 20-25 minutes per day. Every day, morning, evening, something like that. Okay, listen to music. Listening music is another thing to improve exercise concentration. Another thing is 5 more rule. What is 5 more rule? When you are sitting for yoga and you feel I should get up, say no, 5 more minutes. After that, now you are writing something, you have written something, and you have finished writing. Say 5 more lines, then I will go. You are walking, so you are about to stop. 5 more minutes. You are exercising. Now I will stop. 5 more minutes. After five minutes, then I will stop. 5 minutes more. Just 5 minutes. Tell this. Whenever you are doing something good, 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Exercising. Yoga. You are sitting in yoga. You feel it is, oh, traffic control, Geet is done. Let me get up. 5 more minutes. Let everybody get up. Then I will go. So 5 more minutes in yoga. Seva. You have finished your seva. About to go. 5 more minutes. Then I will go. Then another thing is doing everything. Mindfulness. When you are eating, eat with full concentration. Relish the taste. Oh, what a taste. It's a good taste. While you are shaving, oh, what a lather. What a cream. Everything. While you are combing, focus only on comb. On combing. So, mindfulness. Walking, I am walking. Mindfulness. Jagruk. So, this is another method to increase the concentration. So, in this way, there are many things like this which you can do. Another thing is diet. Take more and more of high vibrational food. There are 2 types of diet. High vibrational, low vibrational. High vibrational means which is fresh, which is sun cooked. Sun has taken 6 months to cook that fruit for you. It is so fresh. It is live. It is high vibration. It is non-irritating. Non-stimulating. It makes the mind calm, quiet. So take those high vibrational. What are those high vibrational fruit? Food? Fruits. Vegetables. Greens. These are high vibrational food. So take those high vibrations so that energy level increases. The moment you cook them, the moment you put it in fire, the moment you process them, the moment you can them, the moment you put in the bottle, the moment you keep it in some things and keep it in the fridge, they become dead. Live food. The body is live. give it live food, high vibrational food. Sattvic means what? Sattvic means which is untouched. Which is untouched. Which is unpolluted. Unprocessed. So, high vibration. Increase the intake of fruits. Increase the intake of sprouts. Sprouts, fruits, vegetables, soaked dry fruits. These are the main four things. So, they will increase your concentration. So, Baba said, another thing is reduce the weight. Those who are heavy weight, these are obese, they have less attention span. You should be a very thin person. Thin, in the world, health is equated to the weight. The one who is overweight is supposed to be healthy. But inside, he is suffering from diseases. Ideal person will be, ideal health is a person who will not be very much fat. He will be little skinny always. So that is the definition of health. So increase concentration. Baba said, practice concentration drill. So when you do all these things, automatically when you sit in yoga, your concentration has increased because you have worked on concentration at so many other levels. So this concentration in yoga will be the result of concentration in other fields. Om Shanti.